While the rest of the world eagerly awaits the final outcome of the COP21 climate change conference, the U.S. Congress has about as much enthusiasm for the agreement as it has for the metric system used by the rest of the world, shunned curiously in the U.S. Senator Ted Cruz celebrated this contrary view of climate change in a Senate hearing this week. He called to claim that climate science was the product of a cabal of power-hungry politicians and scientists eager for federal grant money. Global warming, he says, is just wrong.
According to the satellite data, there has been no significant global warming for the past 18 years. Those are the data. The global warming alarmists don't like these data. They are inconvenient to their narrative, but facts and evidence matters. And I would note that many in the media reflexively take the side of the global warming alarmists.
That's Senator Cruz, presidential candidate, of course, speaking at his hearing. But Dr. David W. Titley, professor of practice in meteorology at Penn State and director of the Center for Solutions to Weather and Climate Risk, was also called to testify by Democrats. Admiral Titley went after Cruz's view of climate data, calling his performance masterful rhetorical trickery and dreadful science.
Science is based on the weight, the cumulative weight of evidence. And you get a lot of different things coming in. But what we have seen really over the past 50 and 60 years in climate science is actually a remarkable convergence to a position that does show that the Earth is warming. We know that's happening. And we know why. We know it's because mankind is putting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Now, we derive tremendous benefits from fossil fuels. I'm not trying to demonize anyone or anything. But now that we understand that, we should realize that there are very significant consequences. So what's the saying? When you're in a hole, stop digging. We need to move on.
People might doubt, and you certainly take issue with Senator Cruz's expertise scientifically and the way he uses data, but few people would take issue with his expertise in a rhetorical sense. What I would like to do is play for you an exchange that took place on public radio this week between Senator Cruz and a radio host. And it seems as though Cruz gets one past this individual. And I'm wondering if you were there going at it with Senator Cruz, what you might say.
The scientific evidence doesn't support global warming. For the last 18 years, the satellite data, we have satellites that monitor the atmosphere. The satellites that actually measure the temperature showed no significant warming whatsoever.
I'll just note that NASA analyzes that same data differently.
But no, they don't. You can go and look at the data. But here's the key point. Climate change is the perfect pseudoscientific theory for a big government politician who wants more power. Why? Because it is a theory that can never be disproven.
I'm not sure anything that any scientist or any other person says is going to change his tactical position. And, you know, maybe it's another discussion as to why Senator Cruz believes, you know, he is, as you said, he is a very smart individual. I mean, so he's not dumb. He understands the science, but he has locked on to this because he believes this will, I think, further his political fortunes. The science, the factual components of this are several. One, the satellite is in fact not measuring temperature. It measures basically microwave returns. It turns out, as I mentioned in the testimony, it's actually not rocket science, but it's a lot harder to convert those into temperatures. The people who have done that before have in fact had numerous errors, which have had to be corrected by independent analysis. And as those errors have been corrected, that satellite data, in fact, shows more and more warming. But even if you, say, accepted the data that Senator Cruz presents at face value, he's actually averaging parts of the atmosphere that we know are cooling. The top of the atmosphere, the stratosphere, is cooling while the bottom is warming. So if you average, you know, just anybody, if you take plus one and you take minus one, add them up together, what do you get? You get zero. So, and then he takes this very, very specific 18 years. He is very much on message with his 18 years. Why? Because he's starting from a point that we had a huge El Nino in 1998, and he's connecting it to today. So a question that you could ask Senator Cruz is if there are these natural variations, and you've started from a very high El Nino, it's amazing, sir, that your data, in fact, does not show a decrease. If we were just having natural ups and downs, this is where the down would be. So why didn't we get a down? Why have we had so many years, what is it, 10 of the last 12 years of being some of the warmest on record? That doesn't sound like no global warming. It sounds like we had a very high plateau, and now 2014 and 2015, we're going back up the staircase again. This is how climate changes. It doesn't change in a nice straight line. You have ups and downs, but the downs are now flat, and the ups are really up.
Do you think there's a conspiracy of big government politicians that want more power and are using global warming to get it?
I've worked in the government for nearly 35 years, mostly in the military and a little bit with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So one of the things I learned is even if the government wanted to do that, we're not good enough. I mean, we're just not good enough. You look at all the foils and silliness that we see in the federal government. We can't do that. Look at the things we do want to keep as secrets, and then look at what's exposed. Look at the damage, in my opinion, that Snowden has done to the National Security Agency. I mean, I sometimes tell people, you know, this is the government that had a hard time building a website for the president's highest domestic priority. Do you really think they're good enough to do a conspiracy? But as I said, at a more basic level, the conspiracy is frankly, it's laughable.
David Titley, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Dr. David W. Titley is professor of practice in meteorology at Penn State and director at the Center for Solutions to Weather and Climate Risk.